breakfast as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. I am a person living in very mixed emotions, as you may suspect, because I received an email today that was obviously unclear as to the intent. I hope the response was clear. But I don't know what the intent was. And my assumption is, no, I don't want to assume that. My hope is I have been obviously both putting on pressure, as I've described, treating your dad like a man. I've been very careful about saying things to you because I love you. And I want to be able to have a frank face-to-face conversation with you, to reconcile with you. But, okay, so let's be clear. You sent me an email. You didn't say much. Obviously, I responded by telling you that I want to reconcile with you. So let me be clear. Hear my voice. Dorothy Jane, my lady, my wife, the woman I'm in love with. I want to reconcile with you. I don't know how to break down the walls any more than I'm trying. I'm going to do things clumsy. This is obvious. This is clear. But I'm not going to stop. And I've made that clear in a whole lot of videos. It'll take you a number of hours to watch it all. So much of it's online. When I did that Marriage Defined and Commitment Beyond video that's been seen like 350 times, it was a love letter to you. Because I'm in love with you. And I don't know what to do to break down the barrier. You either, like you did with George and let that email through, you either goofed, you're trying to make it worse for me, or the thing that I hope is happening is you're reaching back. We're going to be clumsy. So I'm not asking you to be perfect at this. I'm asking you to open the door of communications. Because beyond question, Dorothy Jane, I'm in love with you. I am your husband. Well, I look at the scripture as I try to explain, well, for example, to your mom. I would suggest... You know, I've described what the meaning of presbyteros is, which we see as elder, and I know it's complicated. I know people get really confused by this, but a person who is an elder is someone who is simply older. It is not an office in an institution, and I can contend from Scripture on that, and I have. I've had some excellent conversations on that. It is not an office. It is simply being older, and you're called to mature. It's consistent being mature and being older. You may have noticed I'm 64. I'm older. And I would contend. I think it's, this may sound egotistical. It's not what it intended to be, but I would, from my understanding, what most seminaries teach, I can outrun most pastors, the vast majority, on what it is to be obedient to Christ. Because if you get the idea that it's an office in a church, you're being led astray. To be able to contend for the veracity of Scripture, obedience to Christ, the meaning of things like ecclesia, and the meaning of obedience, what it is to love, and the veracity of the Scripture in the sense of why we know we can trust it. I run circles around virtually the vast majority of people formerly trained. The difference is I didn't get a job. I have a passion. I love the Lord because He's shown His love to me. And I want to show my love to you. I hope this voicemail is worth your time. Dorothy Jane, I love you. I'm not going to turn from you. We're going to make, as I've told your dad, we're going to make mistakes in trying to reconcile. But followers of Christ in obedience to Christ as an act of love will pursue reconciliation. My lady, share the grace of the Lord with me. Let's reconcile. I love you.